So.
Okay, so what we're doing tonight, I have to mute a bunch of people first. Tonight is a Pesach, Zion, through and including your Yudalit.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the Siman Peches Dine Shabbos. Zion, you said?
Starting at Zion, yes.
So Yudalit, including Yudalit, right?
Including, yes.
Okay, thank you. Davar She'en Alav Shem Kli Klal. Something that doesn't have a kli. There's a lot of confusion with this next din. Davar She'en Alav Shem Kli Klal. Anything that doesn't have the name of a kli on it at all. Going Eitzim, wood, Avonim, stones, Chatichas, Barzel. Pieces of metal, kadoima, asurin, gamkein, bechol tiltel, are also be taken. Afilu tzara, gufan tzara, becoming. That's the that those five words are the words that cause people misunderstanding. Meaning, if it has the name of a kli, meaning it is a utensil, even if it's a utensil that's muksa, let's say like a hammer. So if you need it, since it's a utensil, even though it's a muksa utensil, if you need it for something else, you can use it. But if something is not a utensil, like a rock or a piece of wood, then even if you want to use it to knock open your nuts or whatever it is, you still can't use it because it doesn't have a shem kli. Unless Shabbos la'ilam, you decide on Erev Shabbos that that piece of wood, you're going to use it now as a doorstop forever. Right, and then once you decide that on a Friday, then it would be not muksa because you put it into your head that it's going to be used on Shabbos. That's all question. If it's just mental, it's enough. It has to be verbal. Right? Okay. But lachain also lito kisum. So therefore, you're not allowed to take a little piece of wood, lachsetz boshinov, to not to you know take use as a toothpick. Neiros she'ein shleimus and candles that are not whole. Gam kein ain shem kli. A lamp doesn't have a shem kli. V'asurim b'chol tiltul, and it's also to take. V'chein sulam shel aliyah ain alav toiras kli. A ladder for an aliyah does not have a toiras kli, right? Meaning because it's not meant to. It's not really meant for normal usage. Just it's a ladder. So therefore, if you wanted to use it on Shabbos, you'd have to. I mean, this is to an attic. You'd have to have it in your mind. Ches kli shemalachti laheter, a kli that's normally meant to use for heter, which is anything, fork, knife, or if it's used for both, could go in kederas, pots, right? So a pot could use for cooking, which would make it muksa. We could use it for salad, which is not muksa. Fafilu kelim usim, even if they're disgusting kelim, the b'shabas muksa machas miyus mutter, because if, let's say, it's like earthenware that gets dirty. So on Shabbos, Muktzah Machmas Miyus is Mutter. Mutter L'Tatlan, you can take them. Afilu Rak B'Shvil HaKli. Even if you're just taking it with the Kli, Shalai Yigonav, that it shouldn't get stolen, or Yishov, shouldn't get broken. Ama Shalai L'Tzara Klal, also L'Tatlan. But for no reason at all, it's also to take them. V'Kisvei HaKodesh, V'Eichlin, and Kisvei HaKodesh, and food, Mutter L'Tatlan, Afilu Shalai L'Tzara Klal. You can't move it at all. Now, there's a couple of things here. You see, even a kli that's malachta leheter, you can't just move it. I mean, it's almost impossible to find a scenario where there was a, with where this would apply. But let's say a chair is muksa, even though it's a kli shemalachta leheter, you can't just move it for no good reason. You have to have a good reason when you're moving the chair, which you'll always fit it into a good reason. But it does have to have a reason. Task Hashem Shasal Tatlas and Muktzah, the same you're not allowed to carry Muktzah or anything that's Noilad that just was created on Shabbos. Kachosalitim Kli Tachtan. Not only that, but you can't put a Kli under them, Kadesh Yiblusaych, that it should fall into it. Kivan Shay Deze, Humavatalis a Kli, because once this thing falls into the Kli, then you're being Mavatalit, that you can't carry it anymore. Vareza Kilu Chibru Sham Betit. And it's as if you actually connected it with cement and you made it awesome. Right? So meaning you can't take a pot and put it under a fruit that's supposed to fall off of a tree. on Shabbos, because the fruit falling off the tree on Shabbos is muksa. Once it falls into the kli can no longer be moved. So now it's as if you just cemented fruit into a kli. But you're allowed to turn over a basket in front of birds, in order to go up and down. Because when the birds are not on the basket, then you're allowed to take it. And if the birds were on the bina, then it's also the whole day, because there's a rule. That's something that's muksa bin hashmash, is muksa for the whole Shabbos. You would offer v'chol tzavar b'zavias. If you have dirt and sand that was piled up in corners b'chatzar b'bayis, either in the chatzar of the house, back then their floors were dirt, so they had dirt piled up on the side of the room to smooth out the floor. Mutal to keep in the tzvaroi, since it already piled up, zuhi has a manasi l'tashmish, right? We said with that dirt and rocks, they're totally muksa unless you do something. So by piling them up, that's considered doing something. Aval im hu mefuzer, but if it's spread out, potel legavi karka, then it's bottled to the karka, right? It's considered insignificant. Vasa betilto, then you can't carry it. V'chein im chotach koidem Shabbos, if you cut before Shabbos, anof min ha'ilan, a branch from a tree, la'anif boyo lavriach hazvuva mekiyotzevoy, and you cut it off in order to use it to chase away flies, etc. Mutal l'shamash of a Shabbos, you could use it on Shabbos, given to yichudu l'kach, since you made it into that vaso kli, meaning you took this piece of wood and made it into a kli to chase away bugs. Aval also likach b'Shabbos bad min ha'machvados, but you're not allowed to take out a branch from a broom, shareyu muksa, because that's muksa. Afilu nitle akum, even if the guy took it, also l'tataloi, meaning even if the guy pulled it out of the broom, it's still also to take it. Yud alach nesarim shabal abatim she'en an oimdun l'schoira. Wood boards that are laying around the house that are not meant to be sold are mutul l'tatlon v'shel uman also, but from a worker who's in the business, it's also because he doesn't want it to get damaged. Unless you thought about it, to use them on Shabbos. Yud beis kol muktzah ena aser ela b'tiltul. Muktzah is only aser to take it, right? Lots of people don't know this then. But to touch muksa, if it doesn't move it, that's mutter. Shari is mutter. You're allowed to touch a menorah. Even you're allowed to touch your candelabra and your candles, even if there's candles lit in it. You're allowed to take something that's mutter, that's resting on top of something muksa. But a menorah that's hanging, that you can't touch, because even by just touching, it's going to shake it because it's hanging from the ceiling. It's mutter to cover over something that's muksa with something that's not muksa because of the rain. All right, so that you're allowed to do. Moving something indirectly is mutter b'muksa. Let's say you forgot something muksa, al eza kli, on top of a kli, meaning basically you forgot your cell phone on your dining room table, or the muksa fell on it on Shabbos. So if you need the kli, that's mutter, or you need the place, mutter lenara, you could shake it off the table. Actually, it's more common to have the phone on a bed. Or carry the kli l'makam achor and then shake it off. Meaning, if you want to take the phone off your bed, so and you're afraid you drop it on the floor, it's gonna break. So you can, let's say, take the blanket and bring it over on top of a pillow and shake it off that way, because that's not the normal way to carry muksa. Let's say you forgot money in your pocket, and you need your clothing, and you can't walk around with the clothing, with the money in the clothing. But for muksa itself, also lasis kain, that you can't do. Meaning you're moving the muksa because you want it. You want the use, right? But otherwise, if you're doing it for the muksa's sake, then you can't, right? And if you left it on there on purpose, then the whole kli becomes what we call a basis, It's a base for Yivar Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to get to it right now. But if you don't need the kli, then it's mutter. I'm sorry. Aval shein etzarach lahakli hamutter. When you don't need the kli, that's mutter. Also, l'taltaloi, you can't take it im yesh alav if there's going to be on it any sort of unless there's going to be on it any sort of muksa, right? Meaning because you don't need it. This is a very fascinating thing. You're not allowed to take a child in your hand. Even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, if there is in your hand a stone, and the baby has in his hand a stone, a shard davar muksa, anything that's muksa, meaning the baby's holding the muksa, you're not allowed to hold the baby. But if the tinak is, pining for his father, Shimla Yitlu Yechlev, that if he doesn't take it, he's going to get sick. And you can't take the stone away from him because he is going to cry. Then you are allowed to carry him. And if the tinak has a coin, then you're not even allowed to hold his hand while he's walking. Even if it's just a yachid, even if he has gaguin, even if he really wants his father, meaning the coin is going to off,
You're broken up.
broken up.
Now you're back.
Am I good? Yeah, I should be good now. Anyway, so the re so when the kid is holding a coin, that you can't do anything about. Even if he wants his father, because maybe the matveh is going to fall from the child, and nobody wants to leave money, so he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, and then he's going to end up carrying muksa gomer. And then it's also even in the makom of that the kid is going to get sick. Right, keeping change from sakonas nefesh, since there's no sakana of a nefesh if you don't take the kid. This is a wild, wild chumrah. Basically, you're not allowed to hold the kid's hand in the Rishus HaRabim if he has money in his hand, because you might end up picking up the money if he drops it, and even if the kid's going to get sick, you can't do it. Right? It's very hard to understand why there would be so machmer on this. I mean, it's a derabbanan. It isn't a derabbanan on a derabbanan. Right? But anyway, that's the din. So, fine. And that's all for tonight. All right. Everybody should have a fine night.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Good night.
I'll speak to you. Sagazan. Yeah, one sec.